Hello, my dear ones. Today I want to spend some time talking through the Buddhist concept of interdependence. As always, remember, I am not a monk, not a teacher, or certified in any which way. My views are entirely my own. I got to know and started studying Buddhism 20-odd years ago, and I made a little bit of a lifetime effort to seek for help, solutions, views, and therefore this is a podcast to help seekers like myself. And so let's dive straight into it. Interdependence is one of those core principles in Buddhism, and it highlights, basically, just simply put, the interconnectedness of everything. It teaches us that nothing exists in isolation and that everything is connected in a vast, vast kind of web of, say, relationships. And this concept is not only crucial in understanding the nature of reality, but also it has profound, if you want, implications on our daily lives. And that's what I'm trying to understand better for myself, more mindfully, and want to kind of have a quick chat about. And so let's just maybe take a quick look at what interdependence means from a variety of angles. In Buddhism, interdependence is often illustrated to a metaphor. And the metaphor, I believe, is called Indra's net. And Indra's net is this infinite, multidimensional web where each of the nodes represents a being or an event. And so with every node being interconnected as in a web, each reflects the other, forming a network of interdependence. So it's a very easy metaphor to understand if you know what a spider's web looks like and how all the different lines and nets kind of crisscross each other and are connected through these little dots or nodes and so on. And that's basically kind of what interdependence means. And the interconnectedness extends to our own lives as well. Our thoughts, our emotions, our actions impact not just ourselves, but also the people and the world around us. And so, for example, a simple act of kindness can create an enormous ripple effect of positivity, influencing others to act compassionately as well. And so this understanding of interdependence really fosters a sense of responsibility and compassion, and really reminding us that our actions matter. Right, so let's kind of take it one level deeper into our daily lives. How can we apply this understanding kind of in a practical way, and that's what I'm basically after. So few things come to mind. One is practicing mindfulness, right? And that is, as always, pretty foundational. Being aware of your thoughts, your emotions, your actions, and really look at how do they affect other people around me in the vast net where I am a nod, or where I am the spider, and everything is interconnected, and cultivate the habit of that self-awareness and reflect on the consequences of your daily actions on all the people you're connected with. And remember, you're connected in a phenomenal way, right? So from the clothes that you wear, to the bed you lie in, to the house you live in, to the phone you're holding, so many people have touched it to make it real, to build it, to make it, to deliver it, and so on. And so if you look around you, every single little thing is touched by hundreds and hundreds of people. And so that really speaks to the enormous ripple that is there, the ripple of interconnectedness. Anyway, so practicing mindfulness is really around, hey, let's just think through that. The second thing is cultivating compassion. And that really goes back to understanding that we're connected. And we can develop empathy for others, because we do touch other people, whether we really actively go after it or not. And therefore, the principles of interconnectedness teach us to treat others with kindness and with respect, and recognize that their happiness and their suffering are really intertwined with our own. And the third aspect of interconnectedness is also the care for the environment, right? Interdependence extends to our relationship with the natural world. And so it's good to make conscious choices to, for instance, reduce your ecological footprint and protect the planet for future generations, because that's also where the interconnectedness and interdependence goes to. And the other one is on how can you support your community, knowing that you're so connected, of course, in a more deeper way to the people that are closest to you and around you. It's good to engage with your local community and offer your time, your skills, maybe your resources to help other people, and recognize that the well-being of your community is also connected with your own well-being. And then the last one, which I think is very powerful, and maybe I should spend some more separate time on that, is practicing gratitude. And that is truly an acknowledgement of the interconnected web of support that you have in your life. And so it's good to express daily gratitude for the people, the experiences, and the circumstances that have contributed to your own growth and well-being. And so as we embrace the idea of interdependence, we can cultivate a greater sense of compassion and responsibility for our actions. And this understanding can guide us towards living more mindful, more connected, and kind of more fulfilling, if you want. Anyway, just wanted to throw all of these things out there. Good to listen to it again and think through it. There's a lot in there, and each of those thoughts and ideas are worthy of some time. And yeah, go at it, I would say. Thank you once again for listening to this podcast. Go well, and remember that we're all part of this intricate web of interdependence, and by listening to this, we're also connected to each other.